Now time for Fun with Real Audio.
First off, don't forget, we are in the middle of free beer out here.
Yes,
five
we are.
To seven,
we are.
Texadelphia.
It just started, Corby.
Yeah, 5 to 7 out here at Texadelphia.
He's had four already.
Spring Creek and Preston. So get your ass out here. All right, Fun with Real Audio. As everyone knows, for whatever reason, my name is... It's like being caught in a vortex. It's you see it, but you don't believe that someone could possibly be named Corby. So you immediately shift into panic mode and say whatever comes to your mind, like Cobby or Crumby or Croby.
Hey, Cambridge, how's it going?
Cambridge.
Corbily.
Well, hang on there, Ty. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Jibby.
Yeah, Jibby.
How it came to Jibby, I have no idea. But people have the hardest time figuring out my name because it just doesn't seem right when you see it. Now,
well, it's not terribly common.
No, it's not.
And we did get to the origin of it a few weeks ago.
What was it?
When we found out who you were named for.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, after the great Corby Robertson.
Right.
The former Texas Longhorn. An impresario of the Whispering Pines. But I typically think that the people that I know and people that I work with don't struggle with my name. And so... In a span of about 12 days, you hit the trifecta.
I did.
Now, we make a lot of errors on this radio program. A lot of misspeaks, a lot of coughs, a lot of wheezing, a lot of voice cracking on my part. Lots of things go horribly wrong. But at least I would think that you would get my name right. Now, Jake, you want to play these in a particular order?
Yeah, just because within them we reference the other ones. So
we do?
Yeah, we got the long and then I got the drops of each.
All right, well, go ahead with the first mistake.
You guys are going to be really mad at me when you find out what I'm doing on Saturday, by the way, for the birthday. You want to know now?
I want to know in a minute.
What, are you going to go tour a pond factory?
Yeah.
I'm taking a tour with the kids on a... To a tampon factory.
Yes. All right. More on Torby's.
Torby?
Torby.
Torby's tampon tour next. Torby's.
Torby.
Well done. Very well done.
Thank you. Torby's.
Torby.
Not everybody can do this.
No. That's a gift.
It's not as easy as it looks.
Torby.
All right, but this is kind of understandable.
Yeah, because you were thinking...
I was about to say Corby's Tour.
Or Corby's Tampon.
Yes, or Corby's Tampon Tour. I had those three words in my mind, and because I'm...
And let's face it, did you ever...
I got them messed up.
Let's face it, did you ever think in your lifetime that you would have the three words back-to-back, Corby's Tampon Tour?
No.
Like when you're in like eighth grade,
no.
If someone would have put that in front of your face and said, you're going to say that in 35 years or whatever.
I'm afraid these last two don't offer you the alliteration out.
Yeah, I know they don't.
All right.
So I figured I better grab on to that handle while it was there.
Here's number two.
Crude also on 99.5 HD2.
Stand back, burrito.
Corby.
What is going on?
I don't know. Let's rewrite.
It was Torby last week.
And it's Corbily this week.
Corbily.
Oh, my God. Talk about
all right,
burritos.
Stop the music. Okay, stop the music.
Damn.
I mean...
Corbily.
Corbily. What's your excuse on that one, Hustler?
I'd have to put it in context.
We were doing a spot for a burrito for Freebirds.
Were you trying to say normally?
I don't know. I can't.
Also on 99.5 HD2.
Stand back, burrito.
Corby.
What is going on? I love the real half-ass recovery.
Corby. Because you know you're trapped. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. You have to fall on the sword. Corbily, so to speak.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And even today, I can offer up nothing in the way of any kind of justification for that one.
Torby, Corbily, and then I want to say it was less than 4 days later we had this.
But these defenses are dominant. 9 sacks last night for the Rams.
Well, you know where that goes to, Corbo? Corbo?
Who is Corbo?
Corbally.
Is he related to Torby or Corbally?
Yeah. He's his cousin.
Has anybody had a name that's been mispronounced more than yours?
By him in the last 3 weeks.
No, the last 3 days.
Corba.
Corbally, yeah, Dorba.
Corba. What does that speak to?
That speaks to offensive line.
Okay, so you know what was funny about that is not only is it Corba, but you correct yourself with Corba. Play it again.
Corba.
But these defenses are dominant. 9 sacks last night for the Rams.
Well, you know where that goes to, Corba? Corba?
Who is Corba?
Corba? Corbally. All right, Corba.
All right, I can explain the correcting of myself. Then I realized what I'd done, so I figured what the hell, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave up.
All right.
Just roll
Corba?
With it.
Yeah, just roll with it.
Can you explain Corba?
No, I can't. I cannot.
Corba? Corba.
I can't. I don't have any idea where that came from.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can't decide which is my favorite.
I think Corbally.
Yeah, I think Corbally too, but Corba's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't underestimate. Yes. Forget it. It's the hell with the whole operation.
Underestimate?
Yeah. Don't underestimate Torby, because there's not even a T in your name.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What was that?
Torby's.
Torby's. Well done, playa.
Good work.
Well done.
Thank you. I'm glad to contribute any way I can.
Mm.
All right. Mm-hmm. The football weekend is on the way here.